Hi all, this is a kind of an announcement heavy Heretic Speaks because there's a lot of stuff going on in my life and could affect some of the podcasting, especially the Heretic Speaks section. We found out last week that our house has extensive termite and mold damage, which necessitates us moving as soon as we possibly can. This means we are actively searching for a new place, and if anybody knows anyone in the Tracy or Pittsburgh Bay Point area that could help us out, we have a few contacts in Tracy already, although it would be nice to get some in the Pittsburgh Bay Point area, mostly because, you know, Tracy is not so bad commute-wise, and also Pittsburgh Bay Point has BART. So, yeah, it's been kind of rough. It's been rather annoying and very frustrating for me, and I'm learning to let God take most of it, although that's very difficult. I will say a big thanks to my refuge family, though, because they helped me see that it's not all bad and doom and gloom on Sunday, and helped me let go of a lot of the frustration and fear and anger around that and starting a church and that kind of thing. It's hard, you know, doing this ministry work, doing it full time and starting something new, both online and in person, is not an easy task. And, you know, I've had some really great support, and especially in the last couple weeks, from people, and my perspective is getting better as to the future of things. And, you know, and also thanks to all of you who listen to this, because, you know, I see the stats and I'm a stats junkie, but I see the stats are climbing and stats are, you know, really steady, and there's some growth as well. So thank you all my listeners. And I know there's at least 25 of you who have subscribed. So I'd like more. And if you do like this podcast, please, please put some reviews on Stitcher or iTunes. Reviews are really, really helpful for me. I wouldn't mind some tips in the tip jar if people are so inclined. Although I know it's hard for people these days. So, you know, prayers for finding a new place is also quite welcome in lieu of tips. So, also any ideas that you all have, that would be great. I've gotten a few ideas from people, so we'll have some really interesting interviews in the next few weeks. The other thing is that I have merged my old blog at worthyadvisor.wordpress.com with my This Week in Heresy podcasting blog, and I'm going to be doing some regular writing, hopefully once a week once things settle down after the move. And so, you know, anything that I don't cover in the podcasts, I will try and cover through writing, because, you know, I am a writer at heart, and, you know, and I do a lot of writing, as you can tell. So that means the other blog is now closed. So you'll see more writing here. I'd also like to announce that this Saturday, September 20th, on the Equinox, is the Between the Worlds Mabon Autumnal Equinox Community Potluck. So if you hear this and you are in the area, it's at 8400 Enterprise Way in Oakland. I also know the Black Eyed Pea Festival in Oakland is going to be on, but, you know, if you go there and then you want to go have some time in community, you know, bring some over, some snacks, and hang out with us. It starts at 3 p.m. There's plenty of parking in the back, and there's wheelchair access in the front, and we'll hope to see you there. The other Between the Worlds church activity coming up is our Samhain service on October 18th. And if you have names for the beloved dead who you would like to have read at the service, please, please do send them to me. You can send it to me at worthyadvisor@gmail.com, and I will add it to the list. It's a really, really powerful service to help mourn the dead, especially of the last year. I know my church has a good need of it, because we've had quite a few people go to the other side this year. So, and there's been a lot of people in general that have passed on. So please do come if you can. And again, 8400 Enterprise Way in Oakland, City Refuge UCC. And there's plenty of parking in the back. And like I said, wheelchair access in the front. So please do come. So it's, like I said, it's been kind of a rough couple of weeks for me. And, you know, learning to let go of that and not let it get me down too hard has been really hard. It's also been hard because, you know, everybody, there's a bunch of my friends that are now going back to school and I'm done with school. And that's been a bit difficult for me, actually, because it's like, oh, I want to go learn things. And then the other part of my brain's being honest and saying, yeah, but I don't want to do any more papers. But, you know, I miss the community. I miss being there. But I also know that I'm moving forward with my what's next. I'm moving forward with the podcast, with new blogging, with my business, you know, and slowly but surely I'll get to where I want to be. But I know that this work is important. I was having coffee with somebody the other day and she was telling me just how important that my work was to her. And it was really humbling that, you know, this is having some effect. This is affecting people. This is, you know, this is getting to people and helping people find their path, helping people find their call. And, you know, like I said, it's really, really humbling. I can get so caught up in my own brain when it comes to life and stuff and, you know, and seeing and, you know, obsessing over stats and things like that. But, you know, it's the moments when somebody just randomly comes up to you or sends you an email and says, hey, your work is important. Thank you so much. Or, hey, you have information that I need and, you know, somebody recommended you or, you know, that's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's easy to forget that when you're in the middle of everything, you know, like right now with me, you know, we have to move house and I'm trying to get the business going. I'm trying to, you know, and I'm doing in-person services and it's the holidays coming and then there's voting. And so I'm following politics, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, sometimes I read the comments and that, you know, that's always bad. So it's hard to really see the positive and to really stay positive when you are hearing all these things that are going on and that, you know, it's gloom and doom and everybody's screwed. But it's really nice to be reminded that people care, that people support you, that people love you. And, you know, I've received a lot of that in the last few days, and I really want to thank everybody, and you all know who you are. It would take too long to name you all, but thank you so much for just being there and being supportive and really believing in the work that I do. So not all of these are ever always going to be announcement heavy like this one or just kind of giving thanks for people, but you know, it's always good to thank people and to thank you, my listeners and everybody who's supportive of me. It's sometimes really good to do, I think. And, you know, I don't want to forget to do that. So thank you all. And as always, if you like what you hear, you know, follow us on Stitcher, iTunes. We were also on podcasts, the podcast directory now, and some other directories. It's all on the website. Subscribe to us any way you feel you can. If you like us, put some reviews out. You can do reviews via Stitcher. You can do reviews via iTunes. You can send me an email telling me how good I am or how things think or whatever. I will answer them. Or if you have any show ideas or, you know, have suggestions on people who you think I should interview. And, you know, I'm really open to interviewing lots of different people. So, you know, even if you don't think I might be interested, try me. I might. And as always, you know, contact me through the website. And I will see you next time. And have a good equinox. Happy equinox to everybody. May you be blessed.